Tiger has asked me to announce that his stall is still operating his usual no refunds policy, which is a fairly unique policy in the town, in which if you were to go to Tig for a refund, you are legally obligated to buy another watch. You have been warned.
Where are all the porta potties? Where have they gone?
We only had them for a 2-hour rental window.
What?
You didn't.
Where am I meant to go?
You didn't poop in the allotted time.
No.
I think that's on you.
I just arrived.
Well, very clearly printed on the back of your ticket.
Oh no!
We provided facilities for a brief window of time.
I wasn't here then.
I think that's on you.
I think you're going to have to do what everyone else does and step out of the fair.
No.
What you do outside our grounds is your.
We are not
business.
Legally liable for. So.
You could go in the corn maze, but.
Okay, I'll go to the corn maze. Okay.
Hey, you don't need a bathroom.
Yeah? Oh, have you got one?
Have you got cash on you?
Yeah, I've got money.
Okay, look, there's a caravan parked outside the outside the fair.
Is it your caravan?
Hey, don't go.
You ask a lot of questions.
Don't go in his caravan, go in my caravan.
What are you doing?
Hey.
What are you doing?
You
I saw him first.
You looking to poop?
I saw him first.
Can I do it for free?
No, you got cash on you. I give you a luxury experience.
You don't want a luxury. You want a quick and easy job. You'll be in there and out there in 5 minutes. You can go out here. You can go to a petting
zoo. I do need to go so quickly, but I want to know about this luxury experience.
My toilet seats have leather on them, so you can sit there for days if you want to.
Leather's pretty good, actually.
Viola, you want leather? Think about how many people have sat on that.
You don't
want another toilet seat.
You're not incentivizing me to come to your toilet at all. I'm just going to go with his.
He's brass tacks. No, mine's
more
pricey.
You know what? You go to his, you'll be back for mine. And I'll charge you double.
I don't believe you. I'm going to his.
Oh, take that.
Oh, I'll be having a last laugh. Because you know what? You go to mine.
That's because mine's always busy.
You don't like sitting on leather seats whenever you're going to the bathroom. No one does.
I don't, but the customers sure do.
You know what? You're banned for mine.
Well, where am I going to shit?
Yeah, go to yours.
I can't. It's too busy. There's a queue.
You're banned.
You're a dick.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm a rich dick. I'm going to make a fortune off this.
God damn you.
Mayor Unders will unfortunately not be attending the fair due to family circumstances. Circumstances as in... He wasn't aware that so many families would be attending, and with a dislike for children, he has thus decided against going himself. In lieu of his actual being present, he has placed 31 cardboard cutouts of himself of varying sizes around the fair, each with a famous quote of his from the past year. The first person to successfully work out the acrostic agnostic anagram will become his new secretary after Josh mysteriously vanished, after walking in on the mayor doing macaroni art with his daughter.
Hey everybody, I'm back from my little water break. I hope I didn't keep you waiting too long. We've got someone else is coming up to the stand here. Please go on, introduce yourself.
Hey, I'm Lucy.
Hey Lucy, what's going on with you?
I wrote an anthem for...
An anthem?
Dunbracken.
Yeah, songs... We play music on Dunbracken 105.7 all the time. Go on ahead if you'd like to play your anthem.
Okay, I'm really shy.
Oh, it's okay. Hey. Don't worry. It's okay. You've got this. Creativity is the strongest driving force in the known universe.
Here I go. Thank you, Roger.
Wow, my goodness. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for... What was your name, Susie?
Lucy.
Lucy, give it up for Lucy for her amazing anthem. That was so good. excuse me?
What, a guy can't cough?
Sir, I was congratulating this little girl on her amazing anthem and
you're... What, you think I can help it?
My brother has a cough. We can't help it.
Well, he just got a cough.
He coughs.
Look, guys, I understand that you need to cough, but you're not in the middle of someone's song or, like, the praise.
I can't help it.
He waited until the end of the song and then coughed after the song.
I was about to go blue. I mean, I coughed at the very end.
She's trying. I don't appreciate this, okay? We're just here to try to make a nice town fair for all the people.
We're just at the town fair having fun.
Yeah, so am I. So is everybody, okay?
Wow.
We're leaving, so prepare to lose half your audience.
Yeah.
Okay, no problem. Nobody wants that kind of energy here, isn't that right, everybody?
I hated it.
Yeah, see, Lucy hated it. So take your cough somewhere else. Lucy, that was amazing. Thank you so much.
Where's my mommy?
We I don't know where your mommy is, but I will give you a fully signed poster of my face. Here you go.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Lucy. That'll make you feel better real soon.
Here are the remaining contents of the lost and found. 16 teeth. I will not specify adult or baby. 4 onions. I will not specify what color. 3 children have been remained here for some time. An unsigned divorce settlement. 1 animal from the lost and found. 2 Rolodex of competing lawyers. And finally, 2 wills. I will not specify whose.
Hey, sorry to bother you. Do you work here? You look like you work here.
Yeah, Bond.
Okay, well, that capybara is walking about, and I don't know what stall it's from, but I thought I'd just notify someone who, like, is a steward. Deal with it.
No, sorry. I'm not a steward. The high viz is just so people know where I am whenever I'm cutting their hair. Because sometimes people forget that I'm like behind the whenever I'm doing that. Yeah.
So you're not like fast. You're not fair staff.
I'm working at the fair, but as a barber.
Okay.
Do you think the capybara needs a cut?
I mean, I don't know if that's fair. The animal. Would you take in the capybara?
I'd take him in as a client, yeah. Give him a cut.
No, as in, would you incorporate the capybara? I'm not paying for the capybara's cut. I'm just worried about him roaming about like this. It doesn't feel safe.
Oh, I thought you were worried about just how it looked. Maybe if it needed a skin fade or something like that.
I don't know if that would suit.
Sorry, you think I don't have good judgment? You don't really have good judgment, seeing as you thought I was a steward.
You're wearing a high vis, and you said that you worked here.
Oh, so barbers can't wear high vises? Okay, I guess
confusing.
I'm not a barber anymore. Sorry, guys. I'm not cutting anyone's hair now.
You're halfway through my hair.
No, I have to stop. Sorry.
Wait.
Sorry, apparently barbers can't wear high vis.
I'm sorry, my judgment is clouded by my worry for the capybara that's just roaming about. Like, what is that even associated with?
Thanks a lot. God, worst fair
it's
ever.
It's not my fault. It's the capybara's fault. It shouldn't be on its own.
This is terrible.
Who are you to say that the capybara shouldn't be on its own? You're making a lot of decisions here. Like, a lot of judgmental decisions.
I'm just worried about the capybara. It's coming from a place of care.
Maybe worry about the man with half a hair.
Is that not what you wanted when you came into this tent?
No.
You wanted less hair?
I wanted less hair. I've accepted what's happening in my head and I want it all gone. God, you're so judgmental.
I mean, I could do what you're doing. You're just shaving this man's hair.
No, he's not. Because of you.
Do you want me to take over?
No.
Do you want me to take over?
No, because you're also wearing a high-vis jacket, so you're not a qualified barber either. Are you a steward? No, and I didn't assume that. I just thought you were making a bit of a fashion statement or something.
It's really blinding in here.
For the town mascot contest, it's Syrup Boy, the boy who recently had a scalding rhubarb pie. Give him 5th-degree burns on his face, so bad that he now has pieces of rhubarb singed surgically to his face. Ah, he won't let that stop him, folks, as he gives it his all on the catwalk, showing that even grotesque, ugly little boys can develop unearned confidence. And as he walks away doing the traditional goat walk in remembrance of Gary the Goat, 15 years to the day he was lost to us all, we have never truly worked out what happened to Gary the Goat, and we miss our town mascot forever.
It's a £10 admission today. Would you like the family ticket? It's 25. The four of you can come in.
We're not together.
No.
Oh, okay.
I mean, so, we could be.
Guys, you say that real quick.
Well, I mean, we actually...
We're not together.
We're not together. We don't know each other, but...
I can see why you'd assume. We kind of give a bit of a nuclear family dynamic.
We could. Yeah. I mean, we could be friendly. Like, do we have to stick together, sir, if we...
Do you have to be blood related?
Friends are the family that you choose.
Well, no, now you've admitted that you're not family. I can't sell you a family
friends
ticket.
Are the family that you choose. We could be friends.
Oh, see, okay. I thought you were jumping in too soon. I thought you were saying we couldn't be, like, pals. I thought you were just,
we could definitely be pals. Like, you guys, we got a good vibe going, you know?
Yeah, I think, we're dressed pretty similar, you know, like...
Yeah.
Shorts. Yeah,
we arrived at the same time. Like, I know.
I mean, that's coincidental. Yeah.
That might be, like, a...
Bro, like, after you in line.
Yeah.
We all wanted to come here, so clearly we have some stuff in common.
Yeah.
We're all here alone.
We all let that old lady in first. That was nice.
Yeah. She's part of the four.
Yeah, she's already in.
She's already in.
Yeah. So yeah, can
she,
we can just
she
get
bought
through.
A single ticket.
Yeah, so can we get through in that ticket?
Yeah.
If that was a family.
If we pay you 15 to make up the family, then can
oh,
we
hold
get...
Oh, hold on. Yeah. Do you want to come into the fair with us?
Hey.
Oh,
yeah. You've got a nice... You're here at the same time. You're alone.
Yeah, I'm alone.
You're dressed like us.
Why don't you come in?
I'm working right now.
Yeah, on your break. You
what
just
time
come
do you get off?
Us and, hey, it's on us.
Yeah, you can come in
hey,
once you're done.
It's family time. You can't...
It's family time.
You gotta make time for family time.
I can't...
You're always working.
We never see you anymore.
We've just met.
That's what you said last time.
And also, not to be this guy, but you've not paid your share of the rent for a little while and...
Look.
Who'd have done your share of emotional labor?
Yeah, it's like, we're doing all the heavy lifting in this family.
Do you even care about us?
You know what? Maybe you're right. Maybe you shouldn't be
this
family.
This isn't the family. We've all just met right now. What are you...
Our bond just grew so quick.
Yeah.
Feels like it's lasted a lifetime.
Yeah.
A lifetime
like
past
guys...
and many, many lifetimes in the future.
Okay. You're still paying a single ticket. Are you trying to bamboozle me right now?
No, we're just...
You read the sign. It says no bamboozling.
But we're not trying to. This is a genuine attempt at an emotional connection.
I think if the three of us are feeling something and you're not, I'm not saying that you're wrong.
But
I'm
every family
saying...
needs like a black sheep, someone who's a bit different. Yeah. Like,
is
this
stop
like...
being so resistant to this. Yeah.
Is this like just your teenage years, Fizz?
Yeah. Oh, you're rebelling. I get it. Yeah.
You look quite young.
You're just being quite avoidant with us. And I know that that's because you're scared.
We're cool. We're
expressing
hip.
Real emotion.
Do you remember earlier where we could just like communicate more openly?
Yeah.
Like that was.
Remember
that was
whenever
a,
we were
nice
all,
days.
Like, we're wearing the same clothes? That was pretty nice. That was like, it was a real good bonding moment.
That was 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, it feels like yesterday.
God, they grow up so fast.
Maybe you're ready for life without us.
God, we're going to be empty nesters.
Oh, don't say it like that.
Well,
it makes
we'll
me
just,
sad.
We'll just buy the ticket of four anyway, and then, you know, if he wants
bring
to join
photo.
Us, we can he can
it,
join us.
No, but that makes it so hard to think.
Because the door is always open.
But the door's always open, but that means the gap is always there.
Yeah.
Maybe we need to close it ourselves.
We don't abandon family like that.
We don't abandon family.
We could have another.
You think?
I mean,
you're going to replace me.
Well,
if you don't want to be part of us, then...
I don't. What am I talking about?
If you're not going to come home for the holidays and stuff, then, like, you know...
When are we ever going to see you?
Where do you... You don't live together. You said you don't know each other. What is going on here?
You make time for family, you know?
Family comes first.
We should all get a photo together in the little photo stands.
Nice.
The little face cutouts.
Yeah.
The four of us.
Yeah.
The four of us. There's four holes in that standee.
Me too.
Yeah. You know, for old time's sake.
What's your name?
Hey, so the shooting gallery's here. So we've set up, but we were told we're not allowed to use any of our guns. Who do we speak to about?
I'm really sorry. It's just at the last festival, some of the guns... We're actual guns.
Ours aren't actual guns.
I know, but people are still a bit jumpish.
We're not allowed. How are we supposed to make any money if they can't use our guns?
Can you get, like, water pistols?
I mean, if you had told me last week, I could have got water pistols, yeah. But
I said people were very jumpish about the guns last year. It was implicit.
I'll work out something. I'll work
what
out
about
something.
A slingshot?
I don't have any with me. So
I've got a slingshot in my car.
Okay, well, I mean, yeah. Okay, this is great.
Yeah, okay, I can fetch the slingshot and you get some pebbles.
I have a suggestion. The rest of the circus hasn't shown up, and I brought my human cannon. I'd be okay for people to be shot out of the cannon.
Did they not show up?
The rest of the circus didn't show up. Mm.
So we'd be shooting the people?
You'd be using the
being paid to shoot through the cannon.
I'm going
to
veto this.
Oh, really? This is the one solution we've got that could actually work, and you're going to say
no? You
know
what? Now that I think about it, I think I canceled with the rest of the circus, and I must have forgotten to message you.
Oh.
I'm really sorry about that. That's...
Oh.
It's just, it's going so well, and I think the cannon could ruin it.
This sadness isn't even painted on. It's just genuine sadness.
We all have genuine sadness, but sometimes we just gotta power through.
Please be advised that Clo Jo is not at the fair. You have no reason to worry about Clo Jo coming and making you one of his mud babies. That is an urban myth. Clo Jo, although possibly seen every now and again in town, is just a legend of folklore. You have no cause for concern about Clothed Jo. Now, there is a very real danger about that copybora, so please be careful. Do not go anywhere near it.
It is a good crust, I have to say. But it's not going to beat my filling. Yours is a good filling. I mean, it's flavorful, it's juicy, it somehow manages to be moist mouthfeel, but doesn't drip off the fork. Each slice of your pie is a perfect triangle. It's like a savory slice of brie, and same way dribbles in a nice way down off the slice.
And both of your fantastic pies, of course, are presented great, lovely. I, for my entry, I focused really hard on the container, so this silver foiled plate, I put all my effort into that. So the pie's there, but I'm really enjoyed making the foiled container.
Marcus, I know you're trying to make yourself more at home, but these two are quite clearly, one of them, those two, is going to win. We're just here for,
you know, to round out the numbers. Don't try and join in.
But they said anyone can join.
Yes, no, but they're talking about the pie themselves. They're quite clearly experts, and can I just say, like, even just smelling those pies, it's absolutely gorgeous. Marcus, don't try and impress them with your tin. You're embarrassing us both.
Okay, I'm sorry, guys.
Aaron, there's no need to be so rude to Marcus.
No, I would disagree. I've been hearing about this tin for weeks, and it's just a tin.
I mean, it's a tin plate that one would often serve pies in, but I made it all from scratch.
You've went for like a Frey Bentos aesthetic, is it?
Is that what it's called? Well, this was just what I felt in my heart, but I don't know the technical terms, yeah.
In the industry, that's what it's known as, eh?
Wow.
Looks like he's done the edging himself, though. That's...
Have you got an axle grinder for that?
There's some sort of grind with an axle on it that I've been using.
I mean...
Is that...
That's a nice circular weld in the base of that disc.
It is, eh?
Very often, people don't think to take out the part of the weld that the pie goes in, but that's spacious.
Thank you very much. Thank you. What are you making me now, Aaron?
I'm glad they're being very polite, but you two haven't had to listen for this for the last 3 weeks. It's been insufferable.
You did that in 3 weeks?
You did, yeah.
I have apprentices who've been studying years or not even at that level.
Now again, the pie is not very good.
But the container,
but the, yeah.
What you've done there is excellent.
Yeah, that's where I focused most of my energies, because ultimately I knew there was no chance of... I knew, like, didn't even know you two were going to be in it, but I knew the caliber.
What is a pie... But a food in a pie container?
Conleth, do you think we could take him on? Take him on as our own apprentice. We'll share him. We can learn so much from young blood.
I think it's the only way. If he can do this in 3 weeks.
Patrick, I would be honored to contain your pies if you would have me.
Marcus, I think you should take this opportunity and get your welding equipment out of my goddamn kitchen.
You just had to shoot him down.
I can't put up with you anymore.
That's fine. I will leave, but I will leave knowing that my head can be held high. And I'm taking my container with me.
I'm your ride.
You asked me to leave.
Our house. You could stay for the competition.
Oh, okay. Well,
I'm
then
here
I'm,
now.
Well, then I'm staying.
I've cancelled plans.
Well, then I'm staying.
Shall we try a bit of your pie?
Give us it here. Let's have a look. It's a wonderful container. Look at this.
I wouldn't.
Container. This is great. Here you go. We fork each.
Oh, I wouldn't.
Here we go.
That's what happened to the other ones who tried it.
Yep. Don't worry, I got poison control on speed dial.
Thank you. I really hope they take me on once they stop shitting themselves.
They went back for more.
Why would they take a second bite? Stop. I'm taking it away.
That's delicious.
Hey, I heard an announcement. I've lost my son.
There have been three sons handed into lost and found. Could you be more specific?
Yeah, sure. About 11 years old, this height, brown hair.
What was the height?
About this height, like sort of around.
Oh, no, we have all smaller children. Would you like me to be more specific?
Yeah. Sure. So, do you have my son or not?
No. There have been three children, but if I was to put two of them on their shoulders, that would be the height that they would come to. Is that specific enough?
That is quite specific, but it's not really about the height of the child. It's about them being my child.
Ah.
You see?
Would you like me to see if any of them respond to a name?
Sure. His name's Chris.
Chris? Oh, Chris, are you there?
I'm called Chris.
Chris.
I'm also called Chris.
There are the two. Your sons are here. If we put them on top of their shoulders, Chris and Chris.
No, but they're actually neither of them are my son.
Congratulations, you have won the children.
No, I don't need these children. I need.
Are you my mommy now?
No, Chris. I'm not.
Will you take me to school?
No. I'm sure your parents will be looking for you. I'm looking for my Chris, kids. You understand?
How long's he been missing?
Just like maybe 2 hours.
I'm never anyone's Chris.
How long have you both been here?
It's been a few months.
Could you be more specific?
It's been 2 months and 11 days.
Yes.
So, we take these kids back. I really can't.
Come on, Chris's.
Can you bring us for lunch first?
No, it's too late.
There's no food.
You have
lost
not been claimed. You must return to the lost and found.
I'll go lose a burger somewhere.
Paul, can I have a word in private? I think is best.
Oh no.
It just turns out, you know, the capybara
Oh, yes. Everyone loves the capybara.
Everybody's friend.
It's the best capybara. It even likes me.
So I just have a suspicion he has spread Ebola around the fair and we're going to have to contain the area immediately.
Sorry, capybaras can get Ebola?
Apparently, yes.
That feels like a cruel thing for God to do.
Doesn't it just? It's just.
How do you know he has Ebola?
Hey, Paul. Can I have a private word with you?
Would you hypothetically say it's more or less important than Ebola?
Well, that depends. That corn maze, was that put on Gregory Dave's field?
Yeah, he was very kind enough to let us use it. Now, again, more or less important than Ebola.
That's what I'm getting to. Do you know if that's the maze that he put, that he had the mines in?
Well, I mean, he was paid to decommission those ages ago.
Yeah, and I don't believe he ever did those. Your corn maze might be a minefield.
Can we evacuate the corn maze?
We can.
Hey, Paul, are you free right now?
I'm dealing with some emergencies, but
I think I need help. I don't know if there's something wrong with me or if it's wrong with the fair, but it's cursed because there's ghosts.
I'm going to say that's less important than Ebola.
You're going to play with the supernatural? You're just going to look in the face of a curse? We have visual... evidence of ghosts
hold on.
Roaming about. I don't know what they're capable of. Do they have, like, corporeal form? Like, are they going to damage things? Are they going to set off, like, say, explosives that could be in the area?
Okay, here's what I'm going to do. You should take it. It's number 3. And I will deal with this as soon as I can.
Hey, Paul.
Ghosts don't wait. They've been waiting to burn.
That's
for
all
centuries.
They do. They are people who died and are waiting on Earth to move on. Yes, what is it?
Paul, I'm really sorry to interrupt.
Is this more or less important than Ebola outbreak?
Well, Victoria left me, Paul. I don't know what to do.
Daniel, we've all had wives leave us. We all move on.
That's why I've come to you, Paul.
She will have... Look, I would say
please.
That... Here's what I'm going to say. Go home. Make yourself a nice cup of tea.
Okay.
Tune into the radio, and I think you will feel better about your life very shortly.
Evacuate the corn maze, and remember, nobody touch the capybara. No reason. Seriously, do not touch the capybara.
Oh my god, look at this bear. It's so cute. Oh my god.
So cute.
It's so cute.
Like, are you live streaming yet?
yeah. Hey, everybody in Tennessee. Look at this weird place we're in. This is crazy.
Yeah, it's your gal and your other gal in the fair.
It's Valerie and Gallery. I'm Gallery. That's Valerie. You already
Valerie,
know that.
Valerie, she's Gallery.
Oh my god. Oh, what is this?
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, look, it's a local.
It's a local.
Hey. Hey, handsome.
Hey, everybody, look at this local. Look.
Look how cute he is.
Do you both have your phone inside?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're streaming.
Oh,
live streaming, multi-angle.
Can I ruffle my hair?
We'll ruffle your hair,
sweetie.
We'll
ruffle your hair.
Woo! I don't consent to that.
Oh, well.
Look how white he's gone.
What's it like here, being a local?
It's really nice. It's a nice town.
Say hi to our followers.
Hello.
What's your name?
Quilt.
Quilt. Oh my
so
god.
That's my nickname. That's what everyone calls
me. What's your real name?
Tim.
Tim. I like Quilt.
Yeah, Quilt is better. Quilt. Stick with nice. Quilt.
That's
yeah.
what everyone else
I
says.
I want to get onto Quilt, if you know what I mean.
Valerie. So cheeky.
Really?
So, we're here at the fair.
We're at the fair with locals. Yeah.
And so, what do people do for fun here, Quilt?
Hey, Phil. Phil.
Yeah.
Phil, this lady said she wanted to get under me.
Are you sure?
Wait, let me check. Really?
We're kind of, it's for the video.
Oh, so you're just playing with my emotions.
Yeah, when you frame it like that, it doesn't sound very nice.
I guess we're just so funny.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Phil, never mind.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, buddy. You really needed that.
I really did, but hey, you know.
It'll happen one day, don't worry. Do you need a hug?
In a few minutes. I'm on camera.
All right. Camera?
Yeah.
Oh, have you ruffled your hair?
I didn't get a chance to. They did, and that's why my first...
That seems very forward.
Right? Yeah, there was a lot of mixed signals going on.
Phil, you want to come over here and get on our live stream?
Yeah, come on over, Phil.
Ruffle your hair first.
No, we'll do it. We'll do it.
Oh, no. Is that him? Oh, no. Oh. Stay back there, Phil.
Yeah.
No, that's all right.
Phil knows he has a face for nothing.
You
know that.
Actually,
I know that, but I shared it to you in confidence.
Yeah.
No, actually, I think I'd let him fill me in.
We are so funny.
Really?
What did they say?
They're going to fill you in.
On what?
Yourself.
They know things about me?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
You guys are so weird and crazy.
This
oh my
so
God.
So crazy. Yeah. Like, is this the craziest day we've ever had?
I've never been in any place like this.
Yeah, small thing about me. I was for a while known as the swamp monster of the beach.
Oh, wow. Yeah. How fun. So, why was that, Quilp?
Because I skinny dip sometimes and people don't like how I look. And in the darkness and in the moonlight, Phil started spreading some rumors about me.
Hey, Quilt, are you nearly done with the interview?
Yeah, I think so.
Because I could really use someone to fill in with the CPR for me. My hands are getting sore.
Is that person still not awake?
No, you need to do it for like 20 minutes.
Oh my God.
Okay, sorry. I've been timing it on the watches on both wrists.
All right, now I can still go for a little bit.
All right, would you
shoot
want to
your
swap
shot,
in?
Buddy?
Okay.
Is he wearing Tag Hers? Oh my God!
Oh, you know about Tag?
Of course, we know about Tag Hers.
Designer brand in Tennessee.
Oh no, he's wearing Tag Hers. It's a man from here.
Oh,
not the. It's a very Dunbracken brand.
You're gonna be a secret millionaire, Quilt.
And I would have gotten under you.
I'm destitute.
There's a beach. We haven't been to the beach, Valerie.
I skinny dip there quite often.
Oh, well, what sort of times? Just so we could maybe be there.
Dark times.
Oh, brilliant. So we could go during the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And did we hear there are pina coladas at the fair?
I don't know. I'm not allowed in the bar.
Oh. Is there a story behind that, Quilt, that you could tell our followers?
Yeah. I'm not proud of this, but...
I could really use someone to tag me in here, Quilt.
Okay.
My beats per minute are dropping.
Wouldn't it be funny if I did CPR?
Oh my gosh, that would be
hilarious.
Imagine you
do it.
Just like,
I'll do it.
Staying alive.
Okay.
Do you know how?
Yeah. You just little thing with your hands.
You're going to be okay, Timothy. You're going to be fine.
Oh, he's so small.
I'll hold both cameras, Valerie. You
okay,
go for it.
Okay, I'm going to do it.
See if my corn brother.
Oh, this
brother.
Is hilarious.
Oh
he's local as well.
He's so yellow.
Seven.
All right, you got to do more beats per minute than that. And
oh, just mind your
more
nails,
pressure,
babe.
More pressure.
So,
No, I think I'm done.
That's not for you, actually.
Yeah,
not for you.
Timothy, no!
All right, I guess I'll tag back in.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. You're going to be okay. Look at me in the eyes. In the eyes. Sugar.
My God, he's so yellow.
Oh, my God.
I wonder, is that just, like the local town?
So I brought a horse into the pub.
You're not going to believe what a barman said.
What's this, folks? A late entry in the mascot contest is, would you believe it, a Gippy Bear has shown up on the catwalk. Strut your stuff, Cap. Why is everyone running? What's happening? What did I miss? Why is he looking at me like that? Oh, God. He's making powerful eye contact. Don't come up the stairs. Don't come up the stairs. Don't. Oh, God. Oh, God. He's foaming at the mouth, folks. Somebody tell my wife I lost her father's will.
Hey, Paul?
Yes, what is it?
Hey, there's a priest that I think's trying to do an exorcism.
Okay, that's great. That's one problem dealt with. That's fantastic. Give him a coupon for a free hot dog.
Okay, I will.
Great.
Hey, Paul?
Yes.
Could I get a hand over at Lost and Found?
Why?
All the adults, they seem to have lost all their children. I think they've run into the corn maze.
No! Oh no! How heavy are those children?
We had to stop weighing them, Paul.
Hey, Paul. I tried to get the children out of the corn maze, but none of them will listen to me. I don't know. It's a matter of time. I don't know what to do.
I think they're mad with Ebola, Paul.
Okay. No one panic, okay?
Hey, Paul.
What is the guy from Poison Control doing? This feels like he should be doing something.
Paul, can I give you back the ticket? Because I actually don't think it was ghosts. It was just the tent poles were stolen and all the vendors looked like they're wearing sheets. And
all
I just
the
got
tents
quite
are falling.
Yeah.
That's not good. That's worse than ghosts.
It's not as scary as the other things. So I'm not as upset, but I still have the adrenaline in my system. So I just, can you give me a hug?
Hey, Paul.
Okay. I need a hug too.
Hey, Paul, I think the coconut shy lied to us about having coconuts.
We all knew that when we hired him, but he's just so charming.
Hey, Paul.
Yes.
I'm too sad to drive. Can you drive me home, please? God, I'm just thinking about Victoria.
I'm going to give you some quick advice.
Again?
Think about how sad you are right now, okay?
Yeah, okay.
You will be this sad for a very long time.
What?
You're going to need to learn how to drive.
Oh,
hey,
no.
Hey,
while being this
Paul?
Sad. You're going to need to learn how to get out of bed while being this sad. You're going to need to learn how to file your taxes while being this sad.
Taxes
okay?
as well.
You're going to need to learn.
God, I'm not strong enough.
that you still have to look left and right when crossing the street while it's sad. So just...
I don't want to look. I just want to cross.
I'm dealing with a lot here too. Sorry. Okay, I dropped someone. Yes, what is it?
The capybara has got out through the fence. It's now on the loose in the town. At large, if you will.
That's...
Hey, Paul.
Okay.
Hey.
How you doing?
The guy from Craigslist is back.
He's... What?
He climbed through the fence.
God damn it. Is that how the capybara got out?
He made a massive hole in the fence for him and his four snakes.
Oh my God, he only brought four of them. That's all right.
He said, I repeat, I'll be back with more snakes.
I don't... You know what? I think by the time he's back, we will have other issues. You know what? I'm not going to worry about him.
Paul! I've just got reports from the airbase that people have been airdropping lizards into the fair! Paul!
Can they land?
No, they're landing dead on impact, but they're releasing venom as they die and land!
Paul! I just got word that another aircraft is sorting in and it's full of mongooses that they're gonna drop to kill the snakes. But the aircraft has crashed! Okay, I gotta go, Paul.
I feel like those last two ones aren't my fault! I don't have control over vindictive snakes and mongoose. I didn't organize the counter mongoose. I don't know where they came from.
Hey, Paul.
Yeah?
I don't know how busy you are right now, but just to let you know that the straw in the animal petting enclosure has set alight and is spreading quick. As fires go, it's consuming.
Okay,
a lot of tarps very quickly.
Well, I mean, the fire service agreed to be here preemptively, so they should be dealing with that one.
They had to go back to the stations because the portaloos were only on a higher period.
Hey, Paul, the ambulance can't get through the town fair because all the tents started falling down, and now there's no way for the ambulance to drive through to save anyone with Ebola.
Yeah, sorry, Paul, the police were going to come as well, but it's the detective constable's birthday, I think, so we all had to make it back to the station, you know?
Yeah, there was one detective that agreed to come, but he's chasing the capybara.
Well, that's something. Is he catching it?
No. He said it's his biggest nemesis yet.
Paul, I'm so sorry to interrupt you. Mystery celebrity has left?
No. Oh, that's a shame. I never got to reveal her.
Huh?
Oh, okay.
Oh,
okay.
Wow. I didn't know that.
It was Carl Vorderman.
Carl Vorderman's gone? No!
Yeah. I thought it was a big get. I thought people would be excited. I feel like it's going to be overshadowed by everything else now.
Oh, what are we going to do?
Okay. Well, first of all, I Okay.
Hey, Paul.
There's an ice cream van parked here. We'll play music. The kids will run out of the maze.
Paul.
That's step one.
Paul, too late.
I've already locked them in the maze.
You locked them in the maze?
They didn't want to come out, but I couldn't let any more go in.
That's the opposite of what I wanted to do.
Okay, you need to help us, Paul. You need to help us, Paul. Come on, you got to help us.
We need help.
Paul, we need help.
The Ebola is spreading.
There's Ebola. There's lizards everywhere.
I'm pretty sure mine was off in the cornfield.
Mongoose is on fire, Paul. Come on.
This coast, Paul, is tense in the pole. Paul!
Make a decision in your life, Paul.
Paul!
Okay, okay. We'll lock down the fair and we're all in here until the Ebola goes away.
Your daughter's outside.
Yeah. Oh, she came. She chose me. Oh, this is the happiest day of my life.
Thank you for listening to Back to Dumbracken Season 1. If you enjoyed this episode, please rate on iTunes or Spotify or wherever you rate your podcasts. The next season will begin on Tuesday the 30th of April. In the meantime, the next few Tuesdays will consist of bonus and deleted episodes from this season. If that's not enough, check out Welcome to Colonel.
That's a brilliant podcast that follows the City Council of Colonel, Georgia. It's about to start its third season, so now's a great time to get caught up.
If you would like to keep up with what's happening in Dumbracken, then follow at DumbrackenPod on Instagram. There were a total of 20 different comedians and improvisers in this episode, which is just nuts, and of course I'm not going to label them all here. But if you want to know more, please check out the episode description where all their names and socials can be found. If you would like to follow me, Conlath McVeigh, you can also do that at Conlath McVeigh, funnily enough, on Instagram. That's a difficult name to spell, just look in the episode descriptions. The opening and closing credits were made by Connor Mallon, and you can check out his entire album, Unearthed, on Spotify now. Thank you for listening. We hope to welcome you back to Dumbracken very soon.